In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Welcome to the Word for Life from Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin, with Pastor Ken Keltner as our teacher this morning. This is Pastor Wade Coolwind, the administrative pastor here in the study with Pastor Keltner. And again, from Brookside Baptist Church, we're located at 4470 Pilgrim Road, again, Brookfield, Wisconsin, just north of Capitol Boulevard. So I hope that you'll come and visit with us at 9 this morning, or Sunday morning, and 10:15, our two morning services, identical services. And by the way, our website, you can tune in and you can find them if you're away from us or you can't come out to church. Stream it on our website, and that's brooksidebc.org. And this evening, we'll be also in Psalm 32 as we're praising through the Psalms on Sunday nights. Again, you can stream all these live or find them archived on our website. And I hope that you'll also take advantage of the Wednesday services that are discipleship-oriented, from the smallest nursery through the preschool, children's meetings. They're having fine arts and the teen meetings and the adult meetings as well. We have a class for parents. We have a marriage enrichment class, and also one on helping others by being instruments in the Redeemer's hands. And most of these begin between 6:45 and 7 o'clock and end just around 8 o'clock at night. So bring your family out for Brookside Baptist Church. We have something for everyone. And again, Pastor is going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 as he continues to explore this passage that speaks of practical the practice of God's principles in your individual lives. So I hope that you will avail yourself of these opportunities here at Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, thank you, Pastor Wade. And we've come to almost the end of our study of Joshua chapter 21. And there's three truths. If you're just joining us, let me just run through this quickly for you. Three truths that we see that we need to remember in our own journey of faith that God allowed Israel to see. First of all, God will always keep his word. He will keep his promises. God does not lie. Paul writing to Titus, God does not lie. And so God also lets us know that he is our protection, and he was the protection of Israel. And the many difficult circumstances and trials that they faced and even threats on their life, God provided protection. And our final truth that we've been looking at is that God gives rest. He's going to give rest. When they get into Canaan, the fulfillment of Genesis 12, now all the way to chapter 21 of Joshua, verses 43 through 45, we talked about kind of the spiritual juggernaut, that it finally has come. They are at peace now in the land of Canaan. And we were talking about in Psalm 95 in our last broadcast that God has promised rest. And this rest for them would not be, and for us, meaning that, well, it's just not peace in Canaan. He's not speaking of the physical rest. That was only temporary. But God wants us to know that rest can come to us today, and it only will come through Christ Jesus. It comes by faith, by belief in him, Jesus. And it includes rest from self-effort. You don't have to try to be a good enough person to get to God. You don't have to work and think, man, I sure hope God will approve of all of my works. No, those are endless, those are fruitless efforts to try to save oneself, as Paul would clearly say, by the works of the law. This type of self-effort will never give people rest. It's a rest from worry. It's not distracted by with the things of the world. It's a rest from religion. It means that we don't have to run from this philosophy or this teaching to another teaching. It's not carried about with the winds of doctrine. It means I'm positionally established in Christ. It means I'm grounded. It gives me a rest. And that rest, again, is in Christ Jesus. And God's rest is not a rest, friends, of weariness or activity, but a rest in his finished work. When Jesus cried out on that cross there at Golgotha, he said, "It is finished," meaning it's done. It's been paid for. I know many who are experiencing, even in this day, difficulties of they're busy. It seems like they're non-resting people, you know, from a physical standpoint. The rest, though, the writer that we looked at there in Hebrews was talking about is not that of Canaan. It's not physical, but it's spiritual. And that was in chapter 3 and verses 13 through 15 that we looked at. God's rest began after creation, meaning God was satisfied. And so the condition for God's rest is faith. It's belief. Adam and Eve turned from believing God to believing Satan's lies. God's desire and effort has been to get man back into his rest. And God took care of this problem that we have, being sin. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus said this, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." A yoke brings about submission. If Israel would have submitted to God's way and trusted him, she could have enjoyed complete rest in the land much, much earlier. But because of the unbelief, this rest was forfeited. And if we as believers will submit to the Lord and learn of him, we're going to find that contentment in him. But for those that are seeking fulfillment in life, that passage in Matthew 11 says, come to Jesus. He's the one who will provide rest for you. And you can have that confidence that you'll live eternally one day with him. We started off several broadcasts ago, Pastor Wade, talking about Paul Harvey. You know, mm-hmm. He was an incredible, gifted man as far as bringing truth to light.
Yes.
Always making sure we knew the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. He wrote a column in 1965 entitled, "If I Were the Devil." Listen to what he wrote. He said, "If I were the devil, I mean, if I were the prince of darkness, I would, of course, want to engulf the whole earth in darkness. I would have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I would not be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I should set about, however necessary, to take over the United States of America. I would begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper, the Bible, that's just a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what is bad is really good, and what is good is just totally square. In the ears of young marrieds, I would whisper, that work is debasing. That cocktail party, oh, that is so good for you. I would caution them not to be extreme in their church activity or to be totally patriotic for their country. Or you don't need to have any moral absolutes. And the old I would teach to pray. I would teach them to say after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. If I were the devil, I'd educate authors in how to make filthy literature exciting so many people that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirty movies and vice versa. And then, if I were the devil, he said, I'd get organized. I'd infiltrate unions and urge more loafing and less work because idle hands usually work for me. I'd peddle drugs to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. and I would tranquilize the rest with pills. Paul Harvey writing, if I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellect, but neglect to discipline emotions. Let those run wild. I would designate an atheist to front for me before the highest courts in the land, and I would get preachers to say, she's right. With flattery and promise of power, I could get the courts to rule what I construe as against God and in favor of pornography, and thus I would evict God from the courthouse, then I would evict God from the schoolhouse, and then I would evict God from the House of Congress, and then in his own churches I would substitute psychology for religion. And I would defy science because that way men would become smart enough to create super weapons, but not wise enough to control them. If I were Satan, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol for Christmas a bottle. And if I were the devil, I would take from those who have and I would give to those who wanted until I'd killed the incentive of the ambitious. And then my police state would force everybody back to work. Then I could separate families, putting children in uniform, women in coal mines and objectors in slave camps. In other words, if I were Satan, I'd just keep on doing what I've been doing. Paul Harvey, good day. Well, pretty powerful. For what the enemy wants for us today is not to trust God, not to obey his word, not to depend upon him for our own rest. Don't ever think for a moment that you can live your life the way you want to live it and God's not going to know. Don't ever feel like, well, as a believer, I can sin and get away with it, because the Bible clearly says, be sure your sins will find you out. And don't ever think that you're going to live and go your way and never face God. We will all face God one day, my friend. And as believers, may we hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Friends, would I say, do not harden your hearts to God's word today. I trust as you move out through this day and here in the midweek that you're having victory there in your life. When I think of the different attacks, Pastor Wade, that we as believers face today, it's so easy for us to get distracted, to get frustrated with what we see going on. And yet, friends, this is all God's plan. Mm. And he's put us here for such a time as this, just as Esther in her day was there for such a time as that. That whole scenario there with Haman and what he was wanting to do to the children of Israel. God has us here right now for such a time as this, that we might give hope to people that are looking for answers. And so, friends, let's move forward and see what we can accomplish this day for the Lord and for his kingdom. Have a great day, and let's keep on keeping on for him.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.